vamos a escuchar el musical The Grand Tour, de uno de los autores favoritos de Radio Sefarad, Jerry Herman. Bienvenidos a todos, estamos en The Broadway a la Gran Vía. Hace unas pocas semanas tuvimos el placer de escuchar Mac and Mabel, también compuesto por Herman. Si aquella obra nos contaba la historia del gran productor de cine mudo Max Sennett, The Grand Tour nos presenta en clave humorística la huida de Europa de un judío polaco llamado Jakubowski en el año 1940. Grand Tour está basado en la obra de Samuel Berman, Jakubowski y el coronel. La adaptación fue llevada a cabo por Michael Stewart y Mark Bramble, y por supuesto la letra y la música corrieron a cargo de Jerry Herman. La obra se estrenó en el Palace Theatre de Broadway el 11 de enero de 1979 y estuvo en cartel tan solo durante 61 representaciones. Si al hablar de Mac and Mabel decíamos que fue un fracaso comercial, The Grand Tour resultó un chasco estrepitoso, la obra menos representada en la extensa obra de Herman, autor, por ejemplo, de otras obras, quizás sus obras más conocidas, Hello Dolly y Mame.
Mama took the dishes, the furniture. Mama took the pillows, the candlesticks. Mama took the children and fled to Berlin. I grew into manhood, a citizen. I went into business, a patriot, foolishly believing I belonged in Berlin. My incurable optimism. Then that knock on the door in the dead of the night, and that voice saying, run, the sky is falling, run, the ship is sinking. Through the blind confusion, I remember still what I was thinking. I'll be here tomorrow, alive and well and thriving. I'll be here tomorrow. My talent is surviving. If before the dawn this fragile world might crack, someone's got to try to put the pieces back. So from beneath the rubble you'll hear a little voice say, life is worth the trouble. Have you a better choice? So let the skeptics say, tonight we're dead and gone. I'll be here tomorrow, simply going on. Migration number two. We moved to Vienna, the city of waltzes, of strudel and glitter and gold. We moved to Vienna, but under the waltzes, a strange counter melody, ruthless and cold. Run, your life's in danger. Run, you've been defeated. Racing through the night, I looked up at the stars as I repeated. I'll be here tomorrow, alive and well and thriving. I'll be here tomorrow. My talent is surviving. If before the dawn this fragile world might crack, someone's got to try to put the pieces back. So from beneath the rubble you'll hear a little voice say, life is worth the trouble. Have you a better choice? So let the skeptics say, tonight we're dead and gone. I'll be here tomorrow, simply going on. To Paris, to Paris, the city of freedom and wonder and music and light. But even in Paris, I'm dreading that knock on the door in the dead of the night. Run, the sky is falling. Run, the ship is sinking. When that moment happens, you know very well what I'll be thinking. Someone's got to try to put the pieces back. So from beneath the rubble you'll hear a little voice say, life is worth the trouble. Have you a better choice? So let the skeptics say, tonight we're dead and gone. I'll be here tomorrow, simply gone.
La crítica no compartió la opinión del público, ya que los reportes de la revista Time o del New York Post, por ejemplo, pues fueron muy positivas. Tal vez el público prefirió otras obras estrenadas ese mismo año. Sin duda, Sweeney Todd, del genio Stephen Sondheim, que arrasó con la taquilla en 1979. En cualquier caso, estamos escuchando la grabación del casting original de 1979, con el actor Joel Grey a la cabeza, interpretando el papel principal de Jakubowski, y con Ron Holgate y Florence Lacey.
My code of honor says men are brothers, that I should spread my arms and hug the world en masse. Love God Almighty above all others, who had the wisdom to have made me upper class. That I'm a man who loves his neighbor is an undisputed fact. But you, my friend, make prejudice an honorable act. As I'm who I am, you are who you are. And so, monsieur, I will not drive this car.
At least do it for Poland. For ham and pierogi and bigos and babka and tea. And this pleasant little ride will give you patriotic pride if you do it for P-O-L-A-N-D. Come on, do it for Poland. For keeping the fatherland out and the motherland free. Although your attitude is stoic, they'll consider you heroic if you do it for P-O-L-A-N-D.
My code says honor the female gender, and show them my respect in every deed and thought. And my male ethics in all their splendor, say only be unfaithful if you don't get caught. I may have stooped to indiscretion to secure a lady's kiss, but I never thought that I would have to stoop as low as this.
At least do it for Poland. So the sausage will keep getting stuffed and the sheep will get shorn. And you'll soon exchange your pallor for the rosy glow of valor if you do it for the land where you were born. Paderewski, Pilsudski, and Chopin would surely agree that this deed that you are doubting will become a summer outing if you do it for P-O-L-A-N-D. For the folks in Gardenia, it's a peach of a town. For the men in the salt mines, we can't let them down.
All right! For Poland, for keeping the fatherland out and the motherland free. This horrendous trip I'm taking and this sacrifice I'm making, I'll be making for P-O-L-A-N-D.
And so if one day
Como decíamos al principio del programa, The Grand Tour nos presenta a Jakubowski, un judío polaco de carácter optimista y de actitud calmada y tranquila, cuya forma de ser pues siempre le ha traído muy buena suerte. Estamos en París, en 1940, los nazis avanzan rápidamente hacia Francia, pero Jakubowski espera tranquilo en el café su encuentro con otro señor para comprarle un coche. Bueno, su idea es coger este coche y salir de Francia para huir, ¿no? Su problema es que no sabe conducir.
Upper lip. We're almost there, though there's a million more kilometers to go. The window clatters, the engine spatters, but with a glass of wine you'll never know. A spicy joke, a hand bridge, and we'll forget the trip is tedious and slow. The car is musty, the track is rusty, we'll wind up God knows where. But with diversion, it's an excursion, and so we're almost there. A little scroll from car to car to feel the spirit of the crowd begin to grow.
The roof is leaking,
the wheels are shrieking,
but we say, say, la, yeah. There's hell before us, but one more chorus, and look, we're almost there.
Perhaps Madame might offer us a song.
A little bread,
a little bread,
a little bread, a little bread. You love the get the trip's too lumpy and too long. The motor rumbles, a cannon rumbles, and gives us quite a scare.
It's nothing risky, but hell of whiskey.
And look, we're almost there.
This old train is poor and tired, so your imagination is urgently required. See that quaint old factory in yonder glade. That's the place where Louis XV chairs are made. And on the left, that great big blur, I promise you that that's the back of the Sacré-Cœur. That poplar played a noble role in history. Napoleon relieved himself behind that tree. That curl of smoke that stains the sky, would you believe that comes from a chimney at Versailles? And see that lovely horse that's grazing there at the gate. The grandpa of that horse made love to Catherine the Great. I tell you, this old train is quite a mess. But if you close your eyes, you're on the Orient Express.
A little bread, a little bread, to help forget the trip too lumpy and too long. The motor rumbles, rumbles, and gives us twice a scare. It's nothing risky, but have a whiskey, and look, we're almost.
En ese mismo café aparece el coronel Tadeusz Czerwiński, un aristócrata polaco bastante antisemita que espera que un agente clandestino le consiga un visado para dirigirse a Inglaterra. Jakubowski escucha la conversación del aristócrata y le propone viajar juntos, más que nada porque, como decíamos, Jakubowski no sabe conducir, así el coronel puede ir conduciendo. Pero el coronel no está por la labor, no quiere compartir un asiento con un judío. Bueno, finalmente Jakubowski parece que le convence. Y así, de esta manera, pues comienza el gran viaje emprendido por Jakubowski, el coronel y su criado.
Isn't he witty?
doesn't he make you smile? He's clever and resilient, haven't you noticed his continental style? His repartee is brilliant, his sense of honor, his sense of humor, his sense of order and plan. Poet and preacher, scholar and teacher, my little Renaissance man. So much potential he has to still explore. A genie in a bottle, if they would listen, he could resolve the war. My Polish Aristotle, his allure, his charm and his candor make this tour seem grander and grander. Moment to moment, I like him more and more.
Less and less, I like this Yakubovsky. My contempt, this fellow is beneath. More and more, those irritating ways of his, that sugar-coated glaze of his, is rotting my back teeth. He gives me indigestion when he smiles. He aggravates my sinus. When he laughs, he gives me nervous stress. He thinks he's cuddly as a pup. I think I'm going to throw up. Oh, more and more, I like him less and less.
Isn't he witty? Doesn't
I
he
like
make
this
you smile? He's clever and resilient.
My
and
contempt.
His
this fellow is
beneath. His repartee is brilliant. His
more
sense of
more.
Honor. His sense of humor. His sense of order
his.
And plan.
Sure-coated glaze of
and preacher, scholar, and teacher,
my back.
My
indigestion
so
when he smiles.
He
aggravates my
sinus. A genie in a bottle,
when
if they
he
would
laughs,
listen, he could resolve.
He gives me nervous stress.
My Polish Aristotle,
he thinks he's cuddly as a pup.
His charm and his candor.
I think I'm going to throw
up.
Por el camino, prácticamente en la primera parada del camino, conocen a Marianne, una encantadora joven francesa que se unirá al viaje. Marianne, Jakubowski y el coronel protagonizarán a partir de este momento un triángulo amoroso que durará todo el viaje y todo el musical. Pero bueno, de eso ya hablaremos en la segunda parte de este programa dedicado a The Grand Tour. Será la semana que viene, en The Broadway a la Gran Vía, aquí en Radio Sefarad.
Walk the highest choir, do one extraordinary thing, jump the ring of fire, do one extraordinary thing, make the crowd applaud, the skill and the daring of the frightened fellow in the main ring. Though you may admire what other mighty men have done, you top them all when you do one extraordinary thing. Make the mountain move, the one extraordinary thing. Life's worth more when you've done one extraordinary thing. Reach the farthest spot out on the horizon. Make your wildest dreams wake up and take wing. You can always prove you've earned your moment in the sun when you can proudly point to one.
Come.